What does it matter? This is Dr. Herbert L. Biley, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What does it matter? What does anything matter? Why do we bother doing anything or being anything or saying anything? And it has to have a key. It has to have a purpose. It has to have some significance. What does it matter? Well, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that we are being ourselves and having fun. The only thing in all of life that matters is that we're being ourselves and having fun. Now, I have the honor and the privilege and the joy of traveling the world, going to every continent on the face of the earth here and talking to people and sharing with people and giving seminars. Oh, I don't give great, wonderful seminars of thousands of people, but sometimes there's hundreds of people there. Sometimes there's 30, 40 people. It doesn't matter to me. Sometimes there's 2 and 3. Most of the time it's 30, 40. And it's a wonderful thing to do. And as I go around, I say to the people who sponsor seminars for me, I say, now, all that matters is that you make it known that I'm coming and let your friends know, let anybody know that you think might enjoy coming and talking and hearing what I have to say. And then whoever comes, those are the right ones to be there. And we just want to cover our expenses and go on from there. Well, needless to say, in virtually all circumstances, we cover our expenses. We cover our expenses quite wonderfully and quite beautifully. And it's a great thing to do. So, what does it matter? The only thing that matters is to be yourself and have fun. Well, this is what I do every day here at the Absolute Monastery. I am being myself and having fun. Rex just sat down behind one of the benches along the way and said, Dad, come on over here and sit down and pet me for a few minutes. And so I come over here and I sit down and I pet him for a few minutes. And I'm still talking to all of you. And I'm telling you, what does it matter? And Rex says, well, what matters is that I get love whenever I can. I like to be snuggled whenever I can. I like to enjoy myself whenever I can. You know, my morning normally starts about 4. And I get up and I get myself ready and I like to take a walk on the path with Rex. And I like to see the morning dawn as it comes up and I like to enjoy that. And I get my shower and brush my teeth and make myself ready for my day and just have a great time. Then I go to my computer and I turn it on, and that is, I turn on the screen, because it's been on all night anyhow, and I see if there's any emails. And right now, my computer has been saying, I'm tired. I don't want to cooperate with you. I just don't want to. And so I run a cleaning checkup on it, and I wash out all the things that have to be done. It takes an hour or so. And then it says, not yet, not yet. And so I have to do a system research and go back into another date when it was operating at this peak and then pick that up. And of course, I could have done that right away, but it always needs cleaning up anyhow. So I did those things. And those things take a few minutes. And then I have my desk filled with mail from wonderful people all around the world saying beautiful things about the university and what we're doing and asking questions about what they can do to have a better life. And then it's getting started, and it's about time to go for breakfast with the rest of the family. But before I go to breakfast, I must come prepared with a few talks. They like to have my thought for today, an instant illumination, and absolute philosopher like we're doing right now, and Mr. Campbell and Bible stories and the Tao Healing Word, whatever may be on deck for the moment. Now, each one of these in themselves theoretically does not take very long. I give the talk for 10, 12 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, whatever it may be. And when I'm done, then I have to put it on the internet. Now that takes another 10 minutes or more. And then it takes 10 minutes to move it up into the, first I put it on my computer, then I put it on the internet, and then I check it to make sure that it's all right. And so it takes almost 25, 30 minutes for each talk that I give to put it on the internet. Well, now this all has to be done. And so if I've given 3 or 4 talks, then you can imagine the time there. And I get up to the house and I give the talks again at the breakfast table, letting them listen to my tape. And they're usually very receptive and very harmonious with it, and it's kind of fun. And then after that, it's almost 9 o'clock already, and time to go about other activities. And so I go back to my house, and I have fed my fish, and I've fed my dog, and I have vacuumed up my house and cleaned it up beautifully, and tried to go on over my desk and bring things in order, and get my passport in order and my visas in order for the journey that Ellen has taken care of, most of it, and then take along the extra things that they require you to take along, and then little by little, think of the various items I want to take along, remembering to take my tape recorder, my camcorder, my camera, and all these other lovely things. And then the suitcase gets heavier and heavier. And then I have to take along a computer, too. And I take along my PDA. And I take along the charging devices for these different things, for the cameras and for the PDA and for the computer and all the stuff that you do. Now, can you imagine? And people say, well, what do you have such a big suitcase for? Well, when you're running the whole show yourself, as far as the technical part of it, you got to have all these details. It's true, when I go to Switzerland, Stefan is there with Gertrude and Rosalie and Edith and all the other lovely people, Monica and Sylvia, putting on the show and putting on the details, but hey, all the technical stuff I got to bring with me. And the same when I go down to Sybil in Nigeria, and when I go to Christie in London, and no matter where I go, I've got to bring along all these things. And then, of course, you know, there's clothes you got to put in there. You got to put clothes in there. But what does it really matter? My goodness sakes. If I were just to go naked myself, so to speak, with nothing at all, no materials, no tape recorders, no cameras, no computers, and just get up there and talk to the group and share with them the love that I have for them and the joy that I have for them, that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Isn't that what it's all about? What does it matter? What does it matter that these things are recorded and that they're made available for the rest of the world? What does it matter? Well, it's just part of the program we have here. And you see, the day goes on like that more and more, and a few telephone calls, and a few interviews, and a few counseling calls, and a few other activities, and it's all, and then zip, there you know it, it's 9 o'clock at night, and the day has whipped on by, and I have had such an exciting, interesting, wonderful time, fulfilling, rewarding, in every beautiful way. But what does it matter? The only thing that mattered is, did I have a good time? Was I happy? Was I fulfilled? Did I feel good about myself? Did I feel good about everything that I did? Did I feel that life was worthwhile? Oh, that I always feel. And of course, all I have to do, and I'm still sitting on this bench here on the top of our mountain, looking over all of our 104 acres, and Rex is sitting right behind me, enjoying my scratching his back and my petting him and my loving him, not having any desire to leave. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what it's all about? When you bring it all down to everything, it's not that technical things that you do, it's not the remembrances that you do, but it's how many lives do you touch? How many hearts do you reach into? And how many, with unconditional love, do you spread upon yourself and the world? That's really what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about, isn't it, Mr. Rex? It sure is. Yes, what does it really matter? It only matters that I am myself and I have fun. I am myself and I have fun and I know what to do. I do whatever I want to do and I do it all the time. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Now, you too, as the absolute philosopher, be yourself and have fun and know that life has so much to give you, so much just waiting for you to accept. And you just say, amen. It is so. I love you. Have a great day. I love you. I love you. I love you.